They're doing a lot of sneaking to play hooky.
Yeah. Stu.
A lot of them play hooky from Stu. For no reason at all. A lot of them would sneak out and go to Stu and answer the roll call and then leave. That's playing hooky, really.
What would the kids call other kids if they told them?
Tattletale.
All right. Let's see, what else? If you, I guess you didn't have, there was some stuff that you didn't grow, you'd have to go and buy it. Did you like going to Athens or?
Yeah, we had to go to Athens. We had a general store here, and we had a hardware store here, and we had a, you could buy cloth and thread and stuff like that here at one time, but then, you know, it, as well as I can remember, it wasn't like 4 or 5 years, and then you had to go to Athens to buy anything that was ready-made, dresses and even wood or lumber or anything that you was going to build, you had to go to Athens to get groceries and clothes and building material or supplies. You had to go to Athens. Travel by truck or car.
What's the main town in Oconee County?
Well, Watkins goes out of sea. Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the largest. We're face getting that way. All these subdivisions and everything.
Here, Bogarden.
Not so many. Well, we have quite a few businesses. I have to sit down and count them. Of course, there's a lot of them that I don't know. And here, there's, you know, just come up in the last year. So.
I'm sure it's grown way past.
As we had one man in the, I guess he was in Georgia Baptist, from the Georgia Baptist board, and yet he was with the state too, that brought us like a map, and he said it was like a path shape. And it started in Atlanta, and it come down this way, and it spread out here. And this is the area where Athens and Bobot, and he said from Athens to Atlanta, he's just going to get to where it'll be like that. Spread about that, and he said, in 10 years' time, you just leave Athens and you'll be in Atlanta, you know. You'd just be that thing settled with businesses and homes, too.
Up there where I live is right off of the expressway, 85.
Yeah. You live close to the winery?
Yeah, not too far. I live the next exit up this way, close to Brazelton. Does the train? Did the train ever stop here?
Oh, yes. I never will forget when we were in Vacation Bible School, President Roosevelt come through here, and he knew. Then we had a little old train that was called the dummy train that people rode. You didn't stop and pick up and carry it to Athens. You catch it in Athens, come to Bogart. You know, it's hot. They had a little pig pack up the road, you know.
Oh, okay.
And it was called a little dummy train. And I remember one time President Roosevelt was coming through, and we had Vacation Bible School, and we had notified the agency, and then of course we had a depot here then. And we let them know that we would like, when the train stopped, to bring our Bible School, us Bible School kids come down there and see. And he'd come out on the back of the little dummy train there and stood and waved and talked to everybody. That was a treat, a real treat.
They used to do that, just stop in one place and there.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have nothing.